Hello, folks. It's Bill Corbett, Michael J. Nelson, and Kevin Murphy of Riff Tracks talking at you.
Greetings, blokes.
Hello, mates.
Very unconvincing.
Sorry.
And we're here to talk about our upcoming live show through Fathom Events of Doctor Who, The Five Doctors. Yeah, there's five of them. And that is on August 17th, which is a Thursday, and also the encore of that show will be Thursday, August 24th. And the movie was made, what, in 1983, guys, right?
That's correct. That's right. It was sort of a celebration of everything Doctor Who. It had been on for quite a while. It's 20th anniversary, I believe. And so they decided to get them all together, get the band together, even though they'd never been together before, I don't think.
Right. So who of the Doctors, like which of the Doctors does this represent?
Well, I know there's the guy with the first one that America saw, right, was the Tom, what's his name?
Tom Baker?
Tom yeah. Poston? No, Tom Baker.
Tom Baker! That's the first one I saw in
yeah,
college.
Yeah, I think he was the first one, because guys, let's brag up front here.
Yeah.
We were in the heart of Doctor Who. We flew to Cardiff. And we went on the TARDIS, and we learned the secret inside information.
We did.
And Tom Baker, yeah, he was the first guy that Americans saw. It had been on the BBC, obviously, before that. But the BBC, America, and PBS finally started airing the Tom Baker. So the curly-haired chap was the first one we saw.
Yeah. We did not meet him in Cardiff, however.
No.
He refused to meet with us. He had not heard of us.
Actually, the thing was, we did not have an appointment with any of the doctors, so we showed up. We did have insurance, but none of the doctors would see us.
So,
As we know from Doctor Who lore, they hate walk-ins.
That's right.
Yes.
So, yeah, we did go over to the BBC a couple of months ago, and they were lovely to us. They're
very nice folks.
They've been real great sports about it, and we did get to go to the studio in Cardiff, Wales, and tour Doctor Who Central there, where people know everything about Doctor Who, you know, which they should because they're making it. But they did have a resident expert who we had a
sitting with him. Yeah, great chap.
We were regaled with stories.
And you know what I thought after meeting him was that he's really sort of passionate about Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah. He seemed to take it rather seriously as the keeper of the flame.
Well, that's his job, yes, fellas.
The first thing that I noticed, though, was that we went on the actual TARDIS, which is a fantastic set, like in the middle of the studio in Cardiff. And Kevin had just eaten taffy and started pressing all the buttons. And they were like, now, Kevin, come on. And so a bunch of the buttons are sticky. But it's so much fun.
To this day, it is covered in taffy. Kevin eats a lot of taffy. It's so juicy.
I just love it.
So Kevin broke the TARDIS, which didn't endear us to the BBC, but they've still been really good sports. And they let us play around on it, and it was really thrilling.
It was actually the thing that struck me is that set is huge. It's much bigger than I expected it to be. It's so big.
It's bigger on the
inside.
We went there.
That's right.
You know what was really cool was we went to the Dr. Hughes,
which is a different
character. Much smaller.
He's
thing.
A veterinarian.
Yeah, and he's very unexcited. His place in Cardiff was just a little shack. It's like a janitor shed. But we went to Dr. Hugh, but we did go to the Dr. Who experience.
Yes.
The big sort of theme park thing, which was very cool. But I just enjoyed seeing little kids with their family coming in and their eyes widening at seeing all the exhibits and things. It's just, as an American, you just don't get that sense of how important it is to their character over there. So that was really cool.
I do have to say, though, my daughter, who's 12, is a huge Doctor Who fan, and she was just seething with jealousy and was mad that I didn't take her over there with us. And I said, you know, someday, honey, someday, if Daddy keeps doing this weird stuff, I'll get you on the TARDIS.
Who is her favorite doctor? Does she have one?
You know, she is partial to the recent young men, being a 12-year-old girl.
Yeah.
So that's about all I can say. But she loves them all. And she met Peter Capaldi here in Minneapolis at a convention, and he was absolutely lovely to them and called them by name and told my wife.
I didn't know this. We didn't meet Peter Capaldi.
No, we were over there. Cool. We're not cute enough. My kids are pretty cute and adorable. We're not.
So they've already totally outcooled all of us.
Without a bit of effort.
Amazing.
Well, it's going to be thrilling to take on this the five Doctors on in August and with an encore on the 24th. Please come out and see it. We're thrilled, and I think it's going to be a fantastic time.
Going to be a lot of funny and a lot of love, and we promise we won't break Doctor Who.
It's much bigger than us.
That's right.
On the inside and out.
Right. Thanks, folks.
Thanks, folks. It's time for Ian's.